The best way to learn a language? Immersion. Living where the language is spoken and using it every day. But if that's not in the cards this year, you can still learn a language the second best way. And that's with Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts and help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations, and their tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world. Here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription at babbel.com/bluewire. That's 60% off at babbel.com/bluewire, spelled BABBEL.com/bluewire. Rules and restrictions apply.
Do you ever feel like you're always on? What do you do when you need a moment to chill? How do you like to hit the reset button to get ready for what's next? These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nothing but nonstop hustle all the time. With working from home and trying to stay in touch with friends and family, a million pressing social issues, and an expectation to always be on 24/7. Sometimes you just need a moment to turn off and hit reset. That's when you reach for Coors Light. It's made to chill. My moment to chill is watching baseball, especially when the White Sox are on. I like to have a Coors Light beside me. It's a great beer to have watching the games, as it's cool and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. And even the mountains on my cans turn blue, telling me that it's time to hit reset. Sit back, relax, and hunker down for an evening of White Sox baseball. So when it's time for you to unwind, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Must be 21 years or older to enjoy. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. And as always, celebrate responsibly.
Good morning, White Sox fans. This is your Sox Machine White Sox wake-up call for Wednesday, June 2nd, 2021. Happy National Rotisserie Chicken Day. I'm Bennett Carroll. In the third game of their four-game series, the Chicago White Sox fell 6-5 to the Cleveland Indians. Cleveland got it started early in the bottom of the first inning. Ahmed Rosario singled off Dylan Cease and stole second. He advanced to third on a drop third strike that allowed Eddie Rosario to get to first. Josh Naylor then drove in Ahmed with an infield single. Following a balk that put two runners into scoring position, Harold Ramirez got an infield single of his own to drive in Eddie Rosario. 2-0 Cleveland after one. But the Sox struck back against Shane Bieber early. Jake Lamb took a walk in the top of the second, and Zach Collins got a single. Billy Hamilton stepped up and crushed a double off the wall. Lamb easily came around and Zach Collins followed, and in the fracas, Billy was able to make it to third. When the ball trickled away into no man's land, why not? Billy Hamilton came streaking home two to score. A Little League home run officially marked as a double for Billy Hamilton put the team up 3-2 in the middle of the second. Hamilton also took a low slide to avoid a tag and ended up bloodying his face, but he stayed in the game. Unfortunately, that 3-2 lead wouldn't last long, as in the bottom of the third inning, Jose Ramirez led off with a double, and eventually Harold Ramirez would drive him home. After Tree, the score was Tree-Tree. And it got worse from there. Dylan Cease gave up a two-run shot to Austin Hedges in the bottom of the fourth to make it 5-3. After a walk to Ahmed Rosario, Cease was pulled for Jose Ruiz, who gave up a double to Jose Ramirez to allow his inherited runner to score and make it 6-3. Cease's final line sat at 3 1/3 innings pitched, 8 hits, 6 runs, all of which were earned, a walk, and 2 strikeouts. His ERA on the year sits at 3.79. But the Sox didn't give up. Heading into the top of the ninth, James Karinchak came in to face the bottom of the White Sox order.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Lamb started with a single, and a wild pitch got him to second. Zach Collins stepped in following an Andrew Vaughn flyout and singled in Lamb. Adam Eaton struck out in a pinch-hitting role as the lineup card turned over. Tim Anderson got a single to set up a Nick Madrigal single to drive in a run. After some smart base running from Madrigal, the Sox were down 6-5 with a runner on second and a runner on third and two outs for the hottest hitter on the team, Yoan Moncada. Moncada took a walk, setting up a bases-loaded situation for Pito, Jose Abreu. Abreu stepped in, took a couple pitches, and on a 2-0 count, he grounded out to short to end the game. Final score, 6-5 Cleveland. The White Sox remain 2.5 games up on the Indians and 5.5 up on Kansas City. Some notes from the box score. 4 Sox players had 2 hits. Tim Anderson, Yoan Moncada, Jake Lamb, and Zach Collins. Ryan Burr and Garrett Crochet combined to take out the final 3 innings of the game. 1 inning, 1 strikeout for Burr. 2 innings and 2 strikeouts for Crochet.
The economy is made up of real people doing real stuff. And it affects everything. Which you obviously know since you're a real person doing real stuff. Marketplace is here to help you get smart about everything beyond the what of the day's business and economic news. We dig into the how and the why with the real people driving our economy. From big tech and interest rates to small businesses and what's happening at the Fed, Marketplace breaks it all down so you don't have to. Listen to Marketplace wherever you get your podcasts.
In the minors, the Knights lost 5-2 to the Nashville Sounds. Matt Tomshaw threw 5 innings and gave up 5 runs in the start. Jace Fry threw an inning of scoreless relief in a rehab appearance, walking 2 and striking out 1. Luis Gonzalez hit a 2-run home run. Adam Engel led off in his own rehab matchup but went 0-for-4, as did Jake Berger. And Gavin Sheets went 2-for-4 and scored twice. The Barons dropped their matchup 6-4 to the Tennessee Smokies. Cade McClure got the start, throwing 5 innings and allowing 3 earned runs on 5 hits with 2 walks and 3 strikeouts. Alec Hansen had a typical Alec Hansen performance in relief, throwing 1 inning, giving up just 1 hit, but walking 3 and striking out 3 while giving up 2 runs. No extra base hits on the night for the Barons, as Carlos Perez was the only batter with multiple hits on the day. The Dash took a 6-3 win over the Greensboro Grasshoppers. Davis Martin started for Winston-Salem and went 4 2/3 innings, giving up 4 hits and 3 unearned runs while walking a pair and striking out 7. The bullpen took over from there, throwing 4 1/3 no-hit innings, with 1 1/3 from Trey Jeans, 2 from Luke Schilling, and 1 from Lane Ramsey. They got the win, hold, and save, respectively. The power bats were out for the Dash, as Ian Dawkins, Alex Destino, and AJ Gill each went deep. Dawkins had a 3-hit game. The Cannonballers took a 7-3 victory over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Bailey Horn, the White Sox 5th-round pick in 2020, pitched well as the starter, throwing 3 2/3 innings, giving up only a pair of hits, and striking out a pair as well. Luis Mieses hit a two-run home run, and the Sod son, Brandon Bossard, as well as Jose Rodriguez, Brian Ramos, and Ivan Gonzalez all hit doubles. Today, the White Sox will look for a split with the Indians as Lance Lynn takes the mound against Giancarlo Mejia for a 12:10 p.m. Central Time start. That will do it for this White Sox wake-up call. Subscribe to the Sox Machine podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, and also subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/SoxMachine. If you enjoy our work and want to support, visit patreon.com/SoxMachine, as we have several different tiers of support starting at just $2 a month for exclusive content, ad-free podcast and website, and first crack at our new swag. Tonight, you can catch Sox Machine live. Enjoy your Wednesday and go White Sox.
Nobody builds 5G like Verizon builds 5G. Because we're the engineers who built the most reliable network in America. And the more you do with 5G, the more building it right matters. The more your network matters. The more Verizon engineers going the extra mile matters. It's us pushing us. It's Verizon versus Verizon. 5G built right from America's most reliable network. Most reliable based on rankings from RootMetrics second half 2020 U.S. report of 3 mobile networks. Results may vary. Award is not an endorsement.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, U-N-I-F-Y-D, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system.